Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to
What's up with the music?
Say what?
What's up with the music?
Well, you brought your music back, I thought. I mean, I told you to get some different music, but you keep bringing that. Obviously, you like it. So you tell me what's up with it. Tell me. What's up?
I'm starting to think it's some Arabs running this show.
Oh, I see. Now, you know you need to stop there.
I'm just going by the music. I ain't playing the race card. It just sounds like it's some Arab music. You know what I'm saying? Like it should be something off Aladdin.
Why gotta be Arab music for? Why?
That ain't what it sounded like. That ain't what it sounded like.
Yeah, it did actually.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, they be
I see it now.
Snakes and stuff coming out of the little basket.
Yeah, the flying carpets and all that good stuff.
No, genies, lamps and stuff. Anyway.
So racist, I ain't even gonna comment.
Oh, that's a Judas night. If you haven't noticed, everybody, Tommy's back on the show. Tori, she is out tonight, but thank you for joining us. Keeping it real hot and fresh. It's SBN, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill. So we got our boy Tommy back. Tommy's still in the AZ. Everything all right out there, Tommy?
Is it what?
How's everything all right out there? Everything cool out there? Well, I know it's not cool.
It gets pretty cool out here for some people.
Really?
Of course, not us. Like North Carolina, it's like 65 degrees outside.
Mm. That's nice. Well, anyway, but actually, we've been having some crazy weather too. Like the other day, like in the Raleigh area, Rocky Mount area. Would you believe that Wilson had a tornado?
I heard about that. It killed
a little
boy and his grandma.
That was so sad. Yeah, Wilson County, North Carolina.
And that was just like 2 miles from my house.
Yeah, it was. I mean, because like I was actually in Wilson whenever it happened. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, to us, we thought it was just like a regular storm. You know what I'm saying? The lightning, the thunder, and the water. You know what I'm saying? Heavy rain. But it turned into a tornado and it actually touched ground. And I was like, wow. So I think it was like 2 something in the morning on Saturday, something like that. Yeah, and it just destroyed like a lot of stuff. And then it went to Kinley, which is in Johnson County, and they had to shut Kinley down, but Kinley was just messed up for real. But yeah, had a tornado. It is a shame. I mean, because, you know, this type of weather, people don't know what to do. You know, one day it's very sunny and nice. The next day is getting kind of cold, and then next day is having a tornado. So, I mean, people really don't know what to do. And they're like, now it's really cold. And, like, one man said that we might get some snow flurries in the morning. So, it, you know, this is crazy from hot, cold, tornadoes, and snow flurries. I don't know where we at. But that's North Carolina weather for you, though. It's a mess. It really is.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, Thomas, how you been, man? How you been?
I've been good. You know, I'm just got engaged. No, I'm just playing.
Speaking of engaged, how are you treating your woman right?
I treat all my women right.
You do?
Of course.
Yeah. So do you feed them? Is that how you treat them right?
Do I feed them?
Yeah.
Feed them all right. Handful of knuckles, man. I'm just
okay.
You know, so
talk.
Ike Turner.
Okay. You is tripping. Well, it's good to have you back on the show. So, what do you think about these gas prices?
I don't care.
No. Let me tell you something. Everybody that was listening to whenever me and Tommy made a bet about, he said that gas prices would never get, we would never see a $1 again. And then all you people out there who also said the same thing, and then now Tommy, you said that the lowest it would get is $2.25.
Oh, yeah?
Are you sure? Because I can't tell. So
I stand corrected.
Yeah,
I can admit when I'm wrong.
Okay. Yeah,
but,
because,
But? It only hit that low because it's about to be winter time, and people aren't going nowhere. People aren't traveling. It's about to be winter time, and they put out some kind of mixed gas or whatever for the winter.
Listen to the excuses. Whatever. You just got to have an excuse.
It's not no excuses. This was stuff. This was what I got from the news. This is why they said gas prices were going as low as they were. But they said just in the coming months it's coming. It'll go right back up. Not saying how high or low it's going to be, but it's going to go back up.
Well,
like I said,
everybody,
if it weren't for it being wintertime, gas prices wouldn't be so low in your face.
Excuse me?
You heard
me. Wait a minute now. Okay, let's not turn this into a hassle. Let's keep it real hot and fresh on the show. I hate to have to cuss you out.
All right, now. You ain't saying but a word.
You ready?
I'm ready for it.
Where your mama at? All right, fly.
What?
Anyway, so.
I'm with you.
So, Tommy, so did your president win?
Yes, he did.
Obama. Let me tell you something, Tommy. That night will be in my mind forever. I was downtown in downtown Raleigh. I was at the Marriott, and I mean, you should have saw those people. I mean, it's really something to see people whenever something like that happens, and then everybody just embrace and just you know what I'm saying, kind of come together. I mean, just all type of colors just hugging and embracing, and it was really something. And then like whenever he won. Him and his family go across the, you know, the stage or whatever. I think whenever I saw that, you know, it finally hit in the chains and.
Your phone's breaking up, Tommy.
My phone breaking up.
Your phone breaking up.
Well, can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay. Well, the point I'm trying to make is whenever I saw Obama go across.
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, when I saw Obama go across the screen, I knew the change was in place. It was a sight to see. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Then anyway, so how? Who? What?
So go ahead.
Where? Okay. So, how do you feel? Where were you at whenever the election was going on?
I was at the house.
At the house. Well, were you at least watching on TV?
Yes, I was.
That's nice.
Everybody thought he was going to win when they started putting the votes out there from the states and everything.
I know.
McCain just won his hometown, Arizona, just by like, what, 6% or something like that?
And that tough one? Yeah, because everybody's sick of that mess. I mean, you had Bush for 8 years and then another McCain, which equals Bush. People weren't trying to hear that. I mean, you know, of course McCain had, like, a lot of the South, but he didn't have Florida. Florida definitely became a Democrat state. And then Obama finally won North Carolina, so I'm proud of that. So Obama, he did his thing. I don't care. Nobody said
the
Obama
Democrats
did his thing.
Doing their thing.
Well, yeah, the Democrats, yeah, they were, weren't they? It was like the Democrat just whatever year this year. They were doing that thing.
McCain came out and he started talking about it. I started booing on him.
Okay.
It was a boom because he said something about Obama, like, being a good guy and all. It was like, boo. But when Obama go out there, he's like, yeah, McCain ran a good race. Everybody just gave it a hand clap and let that be it.
Okay. But you know what?
Democrats, we're not haters.
Not haters. We ain't haters.
We're not haters.
No. Mm-mm. We throw the love sign. But see, but another thing that I found funny, you know what I'm saying? But the funny thing is, whenever then, you know what I'm saying, they lost, so of course they got to blame somebody. So now they want to blame Sarah Palin for everything. How are you going to blame her for everything? I mean, and you picked her. Your party picked her. You know what I'm saying? Y'all thought she was this and that, and now all of a sudden you want to hate on her? Come on. Can't do that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was crazy. So, moving kind of into the topic, one thing we really want to talk about is, talk about Obama. Have you heard all the stereotypes about Obama, Tommy?
What's that?
I said, have you heard all some of the stereotypes about Obama? Get, you know, if he won after the White House. You know, people say all kinds of crazy stuff, like there'll be cookouts every weekend at the White House. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, like, hold on. Even if there was a cookout every weekend at the White House, what does that got to do with anything?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, why can't we have a fun president? Shoot. I don't go to,
That ain't necessarily fun. The guy is, these are grown men with a wife and two kids.
Mm.
He's a family man. If he wants to have a cookout, can he have a cookout? Because if you want to have one, ain't you going to have one?
They gotta have one. I mean, damn, like, just because he's the president, he don't put to do anything. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he just supposed to just do what all the other presidents done for the past centuries. Oh,
that ain't nothing, because Bush go fishing at his ranch in Texas on his little private little estate and all that kind of stuff. He go out and do what he want to.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't studying that mess. He's gone there.
Exactly. But like, what gets me, it's like the negative stereotypes. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's going to have, like, trash cans on the front porch, and the kids going to be playing out in the yard, and then there'll be clothes hangers and clothes lines in the backyard. I mean, what's that for? They didn't say that about other presidents, but just because he's a man of color, he got to have trash cans on the front porch. See what I'm talking about? Cooking chitlins in the kitchen. I ain't gonna cook chitlins out there.
Well, I didn't even remember that this president, he don't cook his own meals.
Right.
And he ain't gonna put the trash out. He don't
right.
touch that stuff. This guy's gonna sit in his office. If he wants to have a cookout, he'll be lucky if he's the one doing the flipping of the burgers and the chicken and all of this. You mean
mm-hmm.
that's just a bunch of stupid stuff. Everybody wants to
have
crap.
Yeah,
and some of it, I ain't gonna lie, some of it's probably coming from black people too, you know, how they make jokes
right.
about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's gonna be some cars parked in the yard and all that that's okay. broke down, but that's just a bunch of crap. The man's
all the limos and good rims and stuff.
Yeah, right. He can't even dance like that. Why he gonna have a limo with some rims and all this crap?
Isn't that crazy?
Please.
Ain't it crazy? I mean, what about that? I mean, just because we got a black president, you know what I'm saying, they got stereotypes. Which I'm pretty sure Obama knew was going to come, and a lot of people knew was going to come, but sometimes it can just sound ignorant. You know what I'm saying? Because look out at the book, like you said, he was lost. In Texas, wherever he was at, on a ranch somewhere, he was doing what he had to do. So.
Yep. That's because he's the president. I mean, he can't have some fun.
They can't have no fun to the president. But all I know is I'm very proud of Obama. I mean, like, sometimes I've been looking at him on TV and just listen, you know, to just different things that he's going to. It's just proud. I'm just really proud of him. Have you heard that song by Will I Am? What was it called? Time for a Change. Or no, It's a New Day. Have you heard that?
I'm not sure.
Radio in Arizona, I'm sorry. Well, the point is, it's a nice song by Will.i.am. Everybody, if you haven't heard it, Will.i.am from the, he used to be from the Black Eyed Peas. He has a new song. I'm pretty sure most of y'all heard it. Tommy's the only one probably haven't heard it. Anyway, so it's called.
Will.i.am is still from the Black Eyed Peas. Anyway, thank you.
You ain't what?
I said Will.i.am is still with the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
So I guess Fergie is too, huh?
Yeah. Cause he made some songs by himself.
Well, thank you for correcting me. Point
on
is,
top of that, we got radio out here, but I listen to CDs.
You mean you burnt CDs, man?
I don't burn them.
Are you
from? That's what you went from? I didn't.
Okay. So anyway, so Tommy. So now, now that the economy is still in shambles, you know what I'm saying? On shambles. And
getting a little worse.
Huh?
It's getting a little worse.
It's getting a little worse? How so?
You know that bailout plan, they said that the banks were using some banks were using the money to buy other banks, like smaller banks. And they said, what happened? Some of the banks were sending people on vacations and stuff like that.
What?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I mean, just whenever you think that something's somewhat getting better, bailout plans. And then you know another thing, too, that I noticed that has stopped is a lot of new lottery tickets. What's going on? What is going on with the lottery? Is the lottery even still around? Is it even still working? Cause ain't nobody winning nothing. And another thing, I haven't heard anything about the schools, you know what I'm saying? The lottery's for the school system. I mean, what's going on with the lottery?
You talking about North Carolina Education Lottery?
Yeah.
Well, there's a bunch of talk about the schools weren't seeing none of that money, no way.
So,
I think a lot of people a lot of people won the lottery in North Carolina, but it's not that big a deal like that.
Yeah.
When it first came out, they had poor sales anyway. It wasn't what they were expecting to get. So, I'm not really into the lottery anyway. I really go to just waste my money in Vegas and have a good time and scratch off a bunch of tickets and not win nothing except for a couple of free tickets.
That's right. I think, too, is it did come out, you know what I'm saying, like a lot of people was, how they set it up, I think, you know, they set up people to win. People, you know, hit there. And then after about to die, and another thing, people ain't going to keep, it was not really high price, but still, and I'm going to buy a lot of tickets. And, you know what I'm saying, I think the recession doesn't put everything on a stop anyway. And plus, whenever you put $5 in a lottery ticket and you win, or you might win something else, I mean, people finally wised up. I remember people were going like to convenience stores and buying lottery tickets here and there. I thought, I'm fucking crazy. And then, I know some folks were putting half the check in lottery tickets, thinking they're going to win big. They ain't going to win big.
No, that's a stack pretty far against you.
Yeah. I mean, like, some people won, like, $25 or whatever. I think I know, like, I had a friend who won $1,000, but, I mean, there was some, like, lucky tickets out there, but you just had to be the lucky person to get it.
Yeah,
and I was one of them.
You had to be the one to get lucky for all the rest of the people to waste their money for you to win some money. Because all these chronic lottery ticket buyers out here, going out here, buying $10 tickets and $4 or $5 tickets and a couple of $1 tickets and not winning nothing. Since he done peeled the roll back some for you, you got a chance to win.
Got it right. So Tommy, so now that Obama has been elected, cause he's president elect, cause he made sure that he didn't want nobody to call him president yet, cause he's the president. So now he's president elect, and he'll be in office next January. Like I'm pretty sure you heard. some of the changes that he said he wants to do and stuff. Do you feel, I mean, not like with a snap finger and like presto is changed, but do you really feel that with him in office, the economy can get back to, if not what it used to be, somewhat to it? How do you feel? What do you think?
I don't think it rests on the president's shoulders alone, and that's how a lot of people make it out to be. The crisis we're in is kind of because of us, and then, you know, Bush had a lot to do with it, helping out all these other countries, putting us into debt. But like I said, it's not just the president that, you know, is going to go in there and say, okay, debt's been forgiven, banks can go back to lending, and y'all can get your homes back and stuff like that. It's not just him, so that has a lot to do with everybody else. So, I mean, just because he's in the office and he's a black guy, or mixed guy, wherever you want to put it, man of color, that doesn't really mean a whole lot. That's a big change for like people in history, but still, like I said, it doesn't really rest on his shoulders alone to change everything. He needs everybody's help.
That's right. Yeah, you're right, because like a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, they do look at the president like, okay, well, he's doing, making all the decisions. He's executing them, but he's not really, like, you know what I'm saying, making all of them, like you said. So, I mean, it goes from...
The power rests in the people, like we always say.
Yeah.
We can make or break this country.
Mm-hmm. He's already... Who?
He's like the boss. You know, he supervises over everything, and when something starts going bad, he's got to tell everybody else about it and tell you how to fix it.
Yeah. But see, but what I'm interested in, too, is because, like, whenever he won, like, other countries were celebrating. And, you know, if you think about it, like, I don't remember another where, like, the whole world was celebrating. It's like the whole world was just happy that United States had a change, you know what I'm saying? So I'm curious to see, you know, how some of our enemies going to react, you know, like if Obama, you know, approached them, I don't know, like somewhat different or you know, however, maybe they want to surrender but have a peace or have peace. You know what I'm saying? It's all about war. See, Obama, he said he's all about, you know what I'm saying, trying to find a solution to the problem. So that'll be good, too.
Yeah. Yes. It's going to be something to see. I'm not going to doubt him or anything. I'm not going to boost him up because he's a black guy. I'm just happy to have another president in office.
I am, too. I'm not done.
That's not McCain or Bush.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just happy to not have to have a Democrat. Because you know what? I ain't going to be funny, but a lot of people, I think like for some people too, you know what I'm saying, just put it out there, you know, they were, you know, considering McCain's age, you know, he was up there, and then, you know what I'm saying, they're thinking if he passed away, you will have her, you have her as your president, and she wasn't the smartest, the sharpest knife in the drawer, so I think a lot of people thought about that too, you know what I'm saying, but even those folks that, you know what I'm saying, they didn't want to vote for Obama, you know, because of his color, but they might do anyway because they looked at the opposing side, and it's like, well, yeesh. But what gets on my nerves are those people who want to vote for Obama, but they didn't want nobody to know that they were voting for a black man. So with that, is that something to be ashamed of? I mean, you ain't voting for his color. You voting for what he's going to try to do for the country. People ain't right. People just ain't right. I don't know what to say about people no more. Mm-hmm. Well, great. And we'll be back when I get into the topic of tonight is it's hard to remain faithful to one person, Tommy, okay? And then also later on at the end of the show, we'll have 10 ways, you know, you get us. So be sure to stay tuned for that. So this is keeping it real hot and fresh with Zach and Tommy. We'll be right back.
Pledging Action is a small, grassroots project under the umbrella of Schlaf East, a U.S.-based public nonprofit organization. The focus of Pledging Action is on helping sex workers of any gender or orientation. Pledging Action collects condom donations in the U.S. and mails them to an international organization for distribution. The organizations we service focus on sex workers' needs. Although we are currently sending condoms to two organizations in Santiago, Chile, we are always open to serving more sex worker organizations in areas of need. Pledging Action was created for the benefit of sex workers, not the general public. You can find out more at pledgingaction.wordpress.com.
That's right. So welcome back to Keeping Real Hot and Fresh with Zachary and Tommy. All right, so far we've been talking about a few topics, the lottery, Obama, you know what I'm saying, if you're just not tuning in. But however, right now we're going to get into the topic, and that is it hard to remain faithful to one person? You're in a relationship, you know what I'm saying, y'all going strong, y'all been dating, y'all been whatever. But is it easy to remain faithful to one person, or is it hard? Tommy, what do you think?
That's a personal issue for people.
It's very personal, but you know what? I think for you, it's very hard.
At a point in my life, it was, but you know now.
Are you serious? Oh, we have a caller. Let's see. Caller in the 919 area code. You're keeping it real hot. It is actually hot and fresh. Can you state your name?
Hey, Zach, Tommy, this is Derek.
Derek, how you doing? Where have you been? We haven't heard from you in a while. You must be on vacation.
Well, I've been listening.
Oh, you've been listening, just not coming. So yeah, what's going on?
I have. I'm okay. And I know you guys are interested in changing the topic, but and I tried to call in earlier but couldn't get through. I'm just curious to think what you all think about President-elect Obama choosing Hillary Clinton or offering her the position of Secretary of State.
I think that's great. That's all I got to say about it. I mean, because for me, I would have loved for him. Why? Because I would have loved for Hillary to have been the vice president. But, I mean, Secretary of State, hey. Because I love Hillary. I mean, Hillary Clinton, to me, I think she's good. I think she's good for I'm speechless because I think it's great. What do y'all think? Y'all don't think so?
I think the experience she brings is gonna help out a lot.
Exactly. The knowledge, just everything. Very intelligent. What do you think, Derek?
Well, I mean, I obviously she has the credentials and she has the experience. I mean, she knows everybody on the planet. But the question now is whether she'll actually be able to be vetted, meaning whether she'll pass the muster. You know, they're looking into Bill Clinton's dealings with his since he's been a private citizen now, he hasn't had to have had the scrutiny that he had as president. So, I'm wondering if that's going to play into their decisions at all. I mean, obviously, we know he's a slut. I mean, so that's not even an issue. But there are some questions now concerning his Clinton Global Initiative and the finances and all of that. Because obviously when you get one Clinton, you get them both. I mean, it's a package deal whether you like it or not.
That's true.
Yeah, but Bill Clinton really anybody when he was president, and Hillary knows everybody, and she doesn't have any problems with anybody else really either, so it was, I can't see it really being a bad thing.
No, absolutely. I mean, I think she would make an excellent Secretary of State. However, I mean, the question is that does she take this? I mean, and what's his motivation of doing this? Because if, you know, in 4 years he has to run again, or if he's president and in 4 years he runs again, theoretically, if she is in the Senate, she could run against him again. So I think it's a smart move, because if he brings her into the fold and makes her a part of his administration, then in 4 years, she couldn't run again. I mean, she'd be part of the administration, so she could not run against him. Leaving her in the Senate to be the wild card out there would give her the opportunity to run again in 4 years against him. Not that she would, but I'm just saying, theoretically, it could happen if she was in the Senate. So I think it's a smart move on his part to bring her into the fold. You know, there's a very famous line in the movie The Godfather, you know, you keep your friends closer and your enemies closer. So I think it's a very smart move. I mean, also saying that she's very intelligent, and I think she would be an incredible Secretary of State, a lot better than the other Madeleine Albright was.
Well, honestly, I don't think if she ran for president, she'd win anyway. I don't think if she ran again, she'd win. And that's especially if Obama does a good job while he's in office, when his term's up, him getting elected again is probably what would happen if he brought the economy back, which is going to be a tough job anyway. But I don't see her winning if she was the president.
I mean, putting the economy back is going to be a huge undertaking. I don't care, I mean, who you are, Obama notwithstanding, it's going to be a tough deal. I think he has the best shot at it, and I think he's going to have he's got the public approval, and he's got a Congress behind him that he can work with. Unfortunately, we didn't get the full Senate that we wanted. We didn't get that 60. But I think he's got a good shot. I also think that he's got, luckily, the press loves this guy. And he's lucky to have that. And he'll have a very long honeymoon. I mean, I think, you know, they're going to give him a lot of leeway, a lot more than they would have given John McCain or any other candidate that might have won, but I think, you know, he's got it all behind him. Now, my concern is he going to really take the ball and run with it?
I hope so. Hopefully he can really make a big change. I mean, like I said, either he will or he won't, but that, I'm sure he's going to try his best. And Hillary would be a good person to have on his team. She can help him out a lot. Sarah Palin.
And honestly, I think John McCain would be a good person to have on his team. I understand they had a meeting today that, I mean, he didn't officially offer him a position in his cabinet, but
I don't think that
would be a bad deal.
Well, I do, because, I mean, a lot of people who did not, which was a lot, obviously, for John McCain, I mean, I don't know how, you know what I'm saying, how they would feel about actually having him in his cabinet. So I don't know if John McCain would be the best pick. I mean, he was
I don't think people voted so much against John McCain as they voted against George Bush. I mean, I think people voted more against George Bush than they voted for John McCain. I don't think people would mind having John McCain in an Obama administration. I mean, come on, the guy's smart. He's a lot smarter than Bush. He's not a bad guy. I mean, they don't dislike John McCain. I might not agree with
not
his politics,
but however, the Clinton name pool has way more pull than John McCain, let me tell you, because a lot of people love the Clintons. I mean, we saw it on debates. I mean, Bill Clinton, he couldn't even really say a speech the first 10 minutes for, you know, everybody's giving him a standing ovation. And Hillary Clinton as well, I mean, people love the Clinton. So, I mean, John McCain, you know, he's probably a good guy as well, whatever. But I just think with Hillary Clinton, that's just the best. I just do. That's just my opinion. That's how I feel.
For Secretary of State, yeah, I believe that. But there are other positions available in his cabinet that I think maybe John McCain might be suitable for. And again, he made this whole promise about change and about bringing, working across the tables and bringing the parties together. So don't you think it's important that he should appoint some Republicans to his cabinet? I mean, he made that whole, you know, part of what he got elected on was the promise that he was going to bring everybody together. Having said that, now he can't not pull any Republicans and put them in his cabinet. I think it's important that he does.
Okay.
I mean, that was part of, that was the whole part of what he did.
Okay,
but
well,
he said
thank you. Thank you. Exactly.
He said it is important that he puts Republicans in his cabinet.
Okay.
And he said there will be Republicans in his cabinet.
Go
this
ahead.
Is words out of his mouth.
Okay.
So it's not John McCain as the head of the Republican Party might not be a good candidate. I mean, if you put the head of the party in the administration, then you have a much better chance of getting things done.
No, because from looking at his
What Republican would you suggest that he add to his candidate?
Well, why are you so worried about having a Republican on his party anyway? I mean, why is that your focus? I mean,
part of his platform was and I voted for Obama, and nobody was happier when he won. However, part of his platform was that his thing is that he can reach across the aisles. That was his thing. He can reach across the aisle. He can work with Democrats. He can work with Republicans. He can work with independents. And he would be an inclusive government, that he would include everybody into his cabinet and include everybody. So the Republicans are not going to go away. I mean, that's a fact. They are there. It's a part of our two-party system. So it would make sense that he would include Republicans, independents, into his cabinet. That was one of the promises that he made, that, yes, I can reach across the aisle. I can work with everybody. Now that
Bush making the promises, too. What happened to them?
Okay, but we're not talking about Bush. Bush is yesterday's news. Right now,
he ain't.
Obama.
He's stealing his thing, so we know what's going on. No, he's not.
Bush is a lame duck right now. I mean, he is irrelevant right now. The point is that Obama will be the next president, and he made certain promises.
We'll have that question for our listeners. Do you think Obama should have a Republican in his cabinet? That's the question. Call in. Let us know.
Should he reach across the aisles like he said he was going to do?
He should. I think Republicans will bring some difference to office, and I'm sure they'll help out a lot. But he said he was going to do that. As far as him picking McCain or not, he may or may not. I'm sure McCain's experience will help out in his cabinet. And I don't know who else he would pick from the Republican Party. I'm pretty sure he wouldn't pick somebody like Palin. She doesn't really know anything about it.
No, she's
an
idiot. She's an idiot, and everybody knows it.
Yeah, and a lot of people want to blame it on
Maybe in eight or ten years after she's had some experience, maybe she can be effective. But right now, come on, nobody takes her seriously. She's a joke on Saturday Night Live. That's what she is.
Pretty much.
I'm curious as to why you're so against having a Republican and an Obama administration.
He said, why am I? Because I'm not really against it. I just don't feel, and I'm pretty sure other people don't feel that. Because for one thing, because Republicans, Devin left a good taste in a lot of people's mouths. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not saying they're all bad, but whenever you have the head of the Republican that just tear the country or whatever, it doesn't leave a good taste in your eyes, mouth, or whatever. It just don't. So that's just me. I mean, I'm just like, stay away from them for a while. I mean, I have 8 years. I mean, can't we do some Democrat stuff just for a Democrat? That's how I see.
Well, we've got a Democratic Congress. We've got a Democratic president.
Okay.
But we still have a two-party system, which means that there are still, there are still millions of Republicans and independents in this country. And if we're going to have real change like we said we were, and we're going to unify the nation and we're going to bring everybody together, then I think it's important that this administration
do something completely
different.
That's nice. But what I find important is you saying to be ignoring the fact that a lot of Republicans didn't win Holly for nothing. I mean, what does that say? What does that tell you? I mean, they don't hardly win for anything.
Tells me that people voted against George Bush and the Republican Party.
That's what I'm saying. See, George Bush has left a bad taste in people's mouth. So anybody's thinking about a Republican right now.
But it's not just that, though, because McCain told you that he voted for Bush over 90% of the time. If you were to vote for McCain, you would put Bush back in office.
That's all I'm saying. I'm
going to
leave it alone now.
But McCain, and I'm just going to play devil's advocate here, McCain also disagreed with his own party on many issues. I mean, you know, aside the fact of the soundbite that he was a maverick, yeah, he was the one of the few Republicans that did go against his party. Republicans rarely do that, rarely. And he was one of the ones that went against his party on many different issues. So there's a window of opportunity here that we probably haven't had in many, many years where we can actually get some stuff done. So what's more important, getting things done, making a change in the country, or being, you know, sticking to the old-fashioned partisan politics? I'm a Democrat, so I'm only going to do the Democratic thing. I'm a Republican, so I'm only going to do the Republican thing. Or maybe, just maybe, and, you know, this is just a crazy thought, maybe we can just say, you know what, let's try to do something different. Let's try to bring some Republicans in. Let's try to bring some ideas from the independents in. Let's try to take some Democratic ideas. Let's try to make this whole new thing we've got going. Since we've got this whole, you know, new change thing going, let's, you know, we've got a rolling ball. Let's try to gather no moss and see what we can actually get changed.
Well,
I know it's crazy. Call me silly.
It is silly.
I voted for Barack Obama because I thought, you know what, maybe we could change something. Maybe we could stop having politics, as it were. We could all come together and disagree where we had to. But,
But this is just the people's thoughts. I mean, Obama's thoughts are going to be something different from ours. He does want to reach across the aisle and join hands with Republicans and, you know, make things better for people. He's not trying to, you know, hold to just his side of being Democrats and forget the Republicans. We're just going to fill it up with Democrats and do it our way. No, he said he was going to reach across the aisle and put Republicans in his office. He said he thinks that's an important part to his campaign and everything and his whole campaign to change. So,
right.
What's wrong with change?
What's wrong with changing things up a little bit? Let's do things a little bit different and see what happens. We know what happens when we do it the other way. I mean, we've been doing it that way for, you know, 50 years. One way or the other. The Republicans are in, they do it one way. The Democrats are in, they do it one way. You know, nobody's perfect. So why can't we take the best of both parties? Because neither of them are perfect and neither of them are like totally evil. They each have good things, they each have bad things. Why can't we just pull some of the best things from both of them, put them together, and see what happens?
And if you want to call in and give us your comment, 646-200-3136. Let us know how you feel. Do you think some Republicans should be in Obama's cabinet? That way we can all come together and just run the or give it away. Call in and let us know. 646-200-3136.
In the meantime, I think Zach, you should lead us all in Kumbaya.
No. But in the meantime, we need to talk about somebody. You know, because see, another thing, back on the Republicans, and I ain't trying to be funny, and I ain't trying to be negative, but folks is crazy. And folks is, I mean, so y'all got to think. I mean, folks, blood was boiling during the election. Folks had headaches. Folks just stressed out. You know what I'm saying? Because they wanted the Democrat. They want to change. And a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people, obviously, saw the Democrat as a change. I mean, look at Elizabeth Dole. She was crazy. I mean, all that.
Elizabeth Dole lost that election in the last week where she ran that stupid ad calling,
what's her name?
Excuse me?
No, go ahead.
She lost the election in the last week when she ran that ad calling Kay Hagan, godless. That was the dumbest move she ever made. Had she not done that, she would have had a chance. But,
had a chance.
She would have had a chance because this is still a red state, or it was a red state. But Elizabeth Dole, God love her, and I've met her. I love her. She's a sweet woman. But it was a bonehead move, not only to run that ad, but then after she ran it, not to retract it, not to say, look, we made a mistake, we went too far. No, she went and she supported. She stood by that ad, and it was the dumbest thing ever. That's when she lost the election. It wasn't before that because it was neck and neck before that. After she ran that ad calling Kay Hagan godless and then stood behind it, that's when she lost it. In the last 7 days of the election, she threw it away. I mean,
well,
God love her, but she threw it away.
Yeah, well, I think she might have stood behind that ad, but she still didn't stand behind North Carolina because she won't ever hear. I cannot believe she was 93rd in place of, like, about the – that is very bad. You're
okay.
Going to be that low on the scale.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let's take that poll put it into perspective. It said she was 93rd in effectiveness. Well,
you got
effectiveness,
it right.
Hold on. Effectiveness as determined by who? That's a very ambiguous term. I mean, who determines what's effective or not? It depends on who you are. That was a ploy that the Democrats used,
no,
and
it
was very effective.
It was true. Because she's never here. She's never in North Carolina. No senator is ever in their own state.
You don't hire a senator to stay home. You hire a senator to be in Washington. That's what they're supposed to do. You hire a senator to go to Washington. You don't hire a senator to stay in North Carolina. That's what you've got state representatives for, to stay here in Raleigh and work in the state house. United States senators are supposed to go to Washington.
Hold on. Tommy, what are you trying to say?
I think you're talking about the whole campaigning thing. She was never there. That's just like John McCain was never really in Arizona campaigning. Okay. He didn't really come here that much, but he was everywhere else. Why? And some people might say because of that, he only won by like 6% in Arizona. And this is his home state.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
I think that's
he lost Arizona because Obama spent a lot more money. I mean, Obama had 10 times more money than McCain had, and he spent it in those battleground states that the Republicans never thought they would have to fight in. So they wound up having to fight in those states that they traditionally would have had anyway. Obama had a very...
That just shows how many people stand behind Obama.
Yeah, I mean, I have never contributed to a political campaign in my life financially, and I gave $60 to the Obama campaign. It wasn't a lot by their standards, but for me, it was during the first of the month, and the rent was due, so that was a lot of money to me.
Yeah,
But when you consider all the millions of people who did the same thing, yeah.
Okay, so who do you, I mean, it's okay to say it now. Who do you vote for?
I voted for Obama.
Are you serious? I mean, wow. So now that you got him in, I guess now you want to pull the Republicans in with them? Ugh, can we just leave the Republicans alone for a while? I said, well, it sounds like now you just kind of want to pull the Republicans in little by little. Leave them alone. I say just leave them where they are.
No, I voted for Obama because of the fact that he said, we can do this. We together, every country, Republicans, Democrats, independents, we can all pull together and we can make a change. That was one of the platforms on which he ran, and that was one of the reasons I voted for him. I want to see him do that. I want to see him pull Republicans in. I want to see him pull independents in. I want to see the partisan politics of the old guard to be gone. I want to see that this system can work. Yes, we can. He told me to believe. I believe. I still believe. Now I just want him to prove that my belief in him is not misfounded or misguided. I mean, I got swept up in this whole thing, as millions of other people did. And now it's important to me that he keep his promise, that he
across the aisles. Derek. But, okay, give him time. I mean, he's not even in the seat yet. I mean, he has 4 years to keep his promise. So, I mean,
Right now is the important part. It's how he sets his cabinet. I mean, it's how he sows the seeds. The seeds are being sown now. What he does in these next 60 days will determine the fate of the country for the next 4 years.
Well,
so this is probably the most important part of what he does is right now. Because that's what people are going to look at. You're known by the company you keep.
Okay,
so I want to know who's the company
saying,
he's going to be keeping for
okay,
four years.
Okay, that's true. But what I'm saying is, but if he don't have any Republicans, that don't mean that he's going to. That doesn't, in a lot of people's eyes, that won't mean, like, oh, okay, well, he didn't keep his promise, or, oh, he's going to not do his job well because he didn't do Republicans. I mean, this is my opinion, but I don't think the majority is going to look at it like that. So what do you think, Tommy?
I think they're all going to look at it like that because there are 40 million Republicans, independents,
What do you think, Tommy?
I think Obama should hold true to his word. If he didn't, some people might look at it as him being shady and him going back on his word, but if he didn't put Republicans in office, he might miss out on some key point of views on everything.
Sure.
Like I said, he says he's going to do it. If he does, he does. And, I mean, that's not going to change the decision he makes. That's
right.
Just going to help influence the decision he makes.
Right, but this is just us talking. So hopefully he does stay to his promise. Because like you said, Derek, I mean, if he did make that promise, then he needs to stick with it. And that will look good in a lot of people's eyes. So that way they'll see that there's a president that is sticking to his word and not just saying something for our ears. So.
Okay, so is that why did you vote for Obama?
No, we don't have enough time for it. They only have 5 minutes. But I voted for Obama because I wanted change. Okay, that's all I'm gonna say for right now. Change. Maybe on another show I'll go into more detail. But Derek, thank you so much for calling in. We have 5 minutes. Give me your final thoughts. Make it short. What's your final thoughts, Derek?
My final thought is just that. I wish change for this administration. I wish change for the country. I think we're facing a whole new day that we've never faced before. There's going to be a lot of challenges, but I'm very optimistic about it.
Cool. Tommy, what's your final thought?
I think Obama's going to do big things, and hopefully the economy picks up and everything's all back to gravy and goodness, but all he can do is try.
My final thoughts is, get a man a break, people. I mean, good grief. I mean, he had a fight getting in, and he's fighting like he ain't in the seat yet. Obama didn't make promises. You know, he has made plans and stuff. But like Derek said, this is very critical at the beginning, who he has in his on his team or whatever. So hopefully he does make the best decisions. But, I mean, we have to remember, I mean, that's his decision. You know, he's talking to whoever, his Senate people or whoever is in it, whoever's up there, you know what I'm saying? So he's confiding in them and telling them. So whatever decision he makes, I mean, we're going to live with it. Well, we ain't got to live with it, but you know what I'm saying. But anyway, hopefully he makes the best decision. Thank you for all of our listeners. Thank you for our caller, Derek. Derek, have a great night. Thank you so much for joining us. And everybody, please stay
tuned. Thanks for having me.
Who? Oh, thanks for having me. Okay, thank you. Welcome. Everybody, please stay tuned to keep it. stay tuned to 10 ways you know you get her. Oh, I need to go home. I need to get off the phone. Tommy, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
That's good.
About to get home in a little bit. Excuse me, I'm woman.
Okay, well, Tommy's woman's about to come home, everybody. So, and also, everybody that tuned in tonight for the topic about is it faithful, is it hard to remain faithful, very sorry we didn't get into that. However, we will save that for another show. Very sorry to be tuning in to hear that. Very sorry. But hopefully you enjoyed the politic talk just as well. But Tommy's woman coming home. I got to go do something. And we're going to get into 10 ways. You know, you get a 10. Oh, Tori's out, so I'm going to do it, okay? Number 10. You know you ghetto when the batteries in your remote control are being held in by a piece of tape.
I can't find that back piece for nothing.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Where is that back piece? Where is it at?
Female what?
Okay.
That's true.
All right.
Next.
All right. So, number 9. You know you ghetto when instead of throwing away liquid soap and dishwashing liquid, when it's low, you'll add some water to use every last drop. Actually, I do that all the time. You know what I'm saying? Whenever it gets low, I'm going to add a little bit of water. You know, I mean, because you have to save every last bit. You really do. You know,
a little water. Shake it up just a little bit. Now, you don't want to make bubbles in there. Just shake it a little bit. You know, get it nice and mixed.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Going on, and then you thought. Hey, you. Okay. Number 8. You know you ghetto when you go to an all you can eat buffet and try to leave out with doggy bags.
Some Ziploc bags you came in with.
Okay, I don't need for y'all to know whenever they say all you can eat buffet, that means all you eat in the buffet. You don't take it home.
Sure.
Some of you have to get too ghetto. Okay.
I walk out of here with some cookies.
Well, uh-huh. A little cheesecake. Number 7. You know you ghetto when you name your kids after your favorite alcoholic drink. Come here, Brandy. Tequila, what are you doing over there? Number 6. You know you got some ghetto teeth whenever you go to the dentist. And when you open your mouth, he asks, what does this have to do with this? Rotten tooth. Number 5. You know you ghetto when you sit on the phone and argue with Sprint about your phone being cut off because you 3 weeks behind on your bill. How are you going to argue with Sprint and you 3 weeks behind on your bill? Y'all need to stop that.
That's you.
No, that's not me. That's you. Actually, that is me. I don't care, but it's always Sprint fault. It's not my fault. Thank you. Number 4, your kids might be ghetto if they think every small furry animal is a rat. I mean, there goes a squirrel. Mommy, look at that rat. That's a squirrel. Mama, look at that rat. That's a gopher. Mama, look at that rat. Mama, look at that rat. That's your daddy's toothpaste. Number 3, you know you ghetto if you just landed your first real full-time job and you're 35. That's how, what are you about? That's about you. Age about 30, and you're going to die.
Yeah, I'll be 30 in about 8 years.
Okay, number 2, You know you ghetto when you're, number two. You know you're, I can't even say it. You know, number two, here we go. You know you ghetto when you're on vacation and when it's time to leave, you start picking out what you're going to take home from the hotel. Okay, I'm going to get this TV. Okay, my iron, hang on, my iron. Okay, get some of these cups over here. Okay.
You get a little soap.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to get the little soap.
Yes, those little soaps, they last for a long time. You got to put them all together and make one big bar.
Mm-hmm.
And number uno, you know you ghetto when your house is so junky from the inside and out that people start bringing their trash over, mistaking it for a landfill.
I know that was your house.
Oh, I thought it was your house because you got all the trash in the back. Mm-hmm. That's what
no,
you got.
No. That's your house.
I don't know. But what that is it's time for us to be out. SBN.net, Raleigh Durham, Chapel Hill. Keep it real hot and fresh next week. Tommy and Zach here. We is out, people.
Out.